Now, personally, I love Devil's Club, so I don't consider it nasty at all. Devil's Club has a real purpose for places like state parks.
The Native Plant Source Directory is looking for Alaskan seeds. An extinct Pacific salmon species is rediscovered. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Byrne Power. Those stories and more coming up after this news. According to a December 17th article by Melissa Campbell in the Alaska Journal of Commerce, Alaska's population is expected to grow to nearly 900,000 people in 25 years. The number of seniors 65 and over is expected to double. The Alaska Native population is expected to triple in size. Anchorage, the Matanuska, Susitna, Burrow, Bethel, and other areas are projected to grow. Yet some areas are projected to see population losses, most notably Wrangell, Petersburg, the Prince of Wales area, and the Haynesboro. This region has been projected to decline by about 14% due to low birth rates. The serious statistics for this study can be found in the latest issue of the Alaska Department of Labor's Economic Trends magazine. Have you ever taken a hike, looked around at all of our indigenous flora, and wondered if any of this has any use for anyone? Did you know that there were people looking for fireweed seeds or even Devil's Club transplants? Did you know that there was an online directory of Alaska native plants designed to connect seeds and plants with people looking for them? The Alaska Department of Natural Resources is updating its Native Plant Source Directory. Peggy Hunt of the DNR explains what the Native Plant Directory does.
We have hundreds of calls from people annually who are looking for native plant seeds or native plants. They want the seed or the plants for sometimes for landscape uses, sometimes it's for revegetation purposes. You know, there's a lot of interest right now for people planting native plants rather than planting plants or seeds from outside.
So, really, the Native Plant Source Directory functions as a marketplace for certain natural plants and seeds.
This way, anybody who has plants or seeds available to sell to others, they can let me know. I'll put their information on our directory. You know, let's say they have access to fireweed seed, and last fall they went out and they harvested 100 pounds of it. This is just, you know, off the cuff. And essentially, they want to match up with someone who needs that fireweed seed. They let me know that they have this available. I'll put it online. When people call me, I'll refer them to this. Sometimes they'll call me specifically and say, I need fireweed seed. And in that case, I'll be able to say, here on the directory, this person has said they have X amount of fireweed seed. Here's their contact information. Fireweed is high on the priority list. Many of the wetland plants, such as tule, the bulrush, sedges, grass seed, those are on the list that people want. Many of the forbs, which would be the smaller flowering plants, like wild geranium, bluebells, or Jacob's ladder, or artemisia, those are in demand.
Peggy explained that this was not a resource for plant products such as berries or spruce tips. We asked, however, if the Native Plant Directory even deals with something nasty like Devil's Club.
Now, personally, I love Devil's Club, so I don't consider it nasty at all. Devil's Club has a real purpose for places like state parks, where they may have trails people have created, and they don't want people to go down those trails. Even just, let's say, a perimeter alongside a building. It's very beautiful, but it sure would deter people from getting too close to that building. And Devil's Club transplants. It does not grow well from seed. For me to grow it from seed, it took 2 years to get even one small seedling, and about 5 years to get that seedling to have several leaves and to be about 12 inches high. So for Devil's Club, definitely it's best to go from, you know, by transplanting.
If you want to learn more and perhaps supplement your income later in the year, Peggy Hunt tells you how.
The best way to find our website is by typing in www.plants, P-L-A-N-T-S, .alaska.gov, G-O-V. That will take you to the listing of all the different things that we have available on our website. And then if they click on the native source directory, that will show them our old one. We have a new web design for this native directory, which will be so much easier for people to not only give me information, but to access information. This is a free service for, you know, Alaskans.
And in Haynes alumni sporting news, Kyle Fossman continues to impress fellow hoop shooters, sinking 5 3-point shots in a row as the University of Alaska Anchorage Seawolves wailed on Walla Walla in a 105-67 shakedown last Friday, December 17th. Okay, how many species of Pacific salmon are there? If you answered 5, it might interest you to know that an extinct Japanese salmon was recently rediscovered. Jay Barrett from Kodiak has the story.
A Japanese salmon species thought to be extinct for 70 years appears to be alive and well and living in a lake near Mount Fuji. The black kokanee, or kunimasu, was thought to have died out in 1940 when a hydroelectric project dam made its native lake in northern Akita Prefecture more acidic. Before then, though, 100,000 eggs were reportedly transported to Lake Seiko, but the species was still thought to have died off. But Tetsuji Nakabo, a professor at Kyoto University, said his team of researchers found the species in the lake. He said the fish was a treasure and must be protected from disappearing again. The fish is dark olive with black spots on its back. The kunimasu grow to about a foot in length. Nakabo said the lake had sufficient kunimasu for the species to survive if the current environment is maintained, though he said in interviews he hoped fishermen would not try to catch them. Lake Seiko is in a region popular with tourists for its views of Mount Fuji and its hot spring baths. The salmon is still listed as extinct in the public records of the Environment Ministry. An official said Nakabo's claim would be investigated before records are updated in 2012.
This is Burn Power for KHNS News. Tara Bicknell returns in January, and we're going to leave our program tonight with some of the sounds from last week's Geppetto's Junkyard's Miracle of Life.
I'm afraid there's been a mistake. Today, there are two winners.
Victory!
Yeah!
Oh, no!
Victory!
Yeah, play!
Champion! Oh, we did
it! I'm just so amazed and breathless, really.
Right.
So tell me, how did you guys feel crossing in to the finish line?
Well, you know...
Victory!
I think I was kind of, I don't know, just right, like, step nose and nose, whatever you call it, with this other dude here.
And who is this other dude?
I don't know, man.
Victory, I am very happy!
I think he's from another country.
He just kind of really slipped in there.
Yeah, he really did.
Hey, victory!
Yeah, well, anyway, folks.
Happy!
So tell me,
Yeah?
What are you gonna do now that you're in there?
Oh, I don't know, Twyla. I think I'll probably exchange some chromosomes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you?
Yeah, victory! Yay!
Okay.
Oh, I don't know about this, dude.
So good.
Well.
America.
I have to say, is there anyone you want to thank?
Well, definitely not this fool here, man. It's really going to be problematic. I think when there's a tie, they call it twins or something like that, yeah.